What up, though, Ball Hawk Show.
If you know, you know. If you know, you know. Bricklayers in ball shorts, coaching from the side of the ball court. If you know, you know. One stop like a Walmart, we got the tennis balls for the wrong sport. If you know, you know. If you know about the carport, them trap doors supposed to be awkward. If you know, you know. That's the reason we ball for. Circle round twice for the encore. If you know, you know.
Somebody, and I said this, your guy Brandon, and I said I was going to mention on your show exactly what it is when he talked about how he thought it was important that the lawyer dropped information about the other 18 people. And I said, no, that's not so. And I said, first of all, I said two things you need to understand. Perspective and the number 39. And as someone that basically works in the sports industry and been a former athlete, if you need 39 people to give you a massage, got an issue.
Damn.
Teach this to people and to athletes. If you need to get naked and have 39 different people in 2 years put their hands on you, whether 21 said you did wrong and 19 said you did right, the bottom line is you don't understand what you're doing, period. Reality is, again, you make too much money in public light in situations where no one corrected your behavior way back when. So the thing is, when a lawyer putting that out there, that's perspective to try to distract. But the reality is, when I work on behalf of athletes and as I'm their representative, is that a court is going to eat that up. Like, you need 39 people to put their hands on you from all different places. How'd that work out for Robert Kraft? So
yeah. I mean, maybe he had them on different states.
That's too many people.
Perspective. It don't matter. This one's about guys talking about making a certain amount of money when they talk about want to be a certain way. It don't matter. It's 39. So we'll give you another perspective. If any of you guys are fathers, I'm not a father right now. Your daughter was a masseuse. Now, again, what daughter is one of those 39? Do you care if is Deshaun Watson or not, or that your daughter has basically took up a client that's actually had a situation where 21 says he did something wrong and 90 says he does well? How are you going to feel about that person working on your daughter working with that person again?
Yo,
it's perspective.
Just realize, and I'm going to give it back to Rob.
Yep.
30, that's 39 different women, whether it's 21
and minimum.
He just blew my mind. When you think about us, 39 women said they put their hands on Deshaun Paul.
Athletes see women, you go through recruiting, and the girls sleep with you on campus, on site to get you to come to that school. The same female, 2 weeks later, is like, when you commit, you try to holler at her, she don't even speak to you. At that point, then you could do a lot of wrong things. Meaning you can talk to her, separate, disrespect, put your hands on her, then she can charge you with something. This stuff happens all the time. This doesn't come up on the media like that. Mm-hmm. So when I'm talking about how this is happening now, that you're talking about whether Deshaun did something wrong or right, he don't know what he's doing. And again, that's the bottom line. There's no, again, as a professional athlete,
or maybe he does.
You cannot say you make this amount of money. And then start picking people randomly out in the middle of the street and say, hey, come take my rope and rub here. You cannot do that and not expect for what to happen to happen. It's going to happen. And it doesn't matter. That's why I said when he said his lawyer to 18 said he didn't do nothing, it don't matter.
Bad.
You have a problem. Because yep. Online, your pattern of behavior shows that you have a problem. Not to say that you knew what the problem was, but you have a problem.
And it's so all problems.
I was on his side if he did that. Like, because I know people can come out and lie on you and things of that sort, but when him and his lawyer went and found other people that worked on them, and now you got all
right. They didn't dispute what actually happened. They went and found other to say otherwise.
Yeah.
Not saying the old 21 was wrong. We got 19 and said he was right.
If you get traded or you get cut and signed with another team, of course you're gonna probably get you another masseuse. But that's one masseuse per city, two at the most.
That's the point. So it ain't about whether or not he did something or he didn't know. We're saying that at the end of the day, I'm saying perspective in 39. So when I'm talking about, again, a lawyer to put that out there, people think, oh, that show is 19. Said, nah, it's not how this works. It's not how it works.
Yes, sir. Hey, Rob. I pointed this out last week when we had this discussion with Hawk. But did you see where the lawyer who represents the plaintiffs in this are the same lawyer that represents the owner of the Houston?
Absolutely. And so
you don't think it's more to the story than it is?
Always more to the story, but like I said, the number is 39 in perspective. You can't justify 39.
You got a billionaire. Excuse my profanity, but when you got a billionaire, a white man is mad because he's losing control of his black prized possession.
Yeah, he's gonna do everything. So we put it on him. This is what I said about generational wealth. Because once you get a certain amount of money, you got to stop pointing at someone else. And what the billionaire and the millionaire can do the same exact thing. People don't realize that they eat the same food. Yeah, they can. They eat, they live as comfortably, they do the same exact thing, they have the same meetings. I got clients that are millionaires, they can get on phone and call a dude from Exxon. Now, if he don't know nothing, he don't know nothing. But it's not like he can't go to the same restaurant, he can't be in the same place as somebody else. He got more zeros, yeah. But at the same time, at the end of the day, you don't have to answer as a millionaire to that billionaire if you're doing it right.
He does, he owns the man.
First of all, you get the kid. Deshaun Watson signed a contract of $156 million in a tax-free state. And then said you don't want to play it anymore. This is a job. This ain't the game. You got a check for $156 million, and I want to go play somewhere else. We should have signed a check. At the end of the day, it's about responsibility. And so you got yes, sir.
I want to help Steph kind of understand what I think you're trying to say in this situation, because I was where Steph was, right? Believing that this man got all his power, he don't want Deshaun to leave, all of this, right? What Deshaun hurt himself at, Steph, when he brought in 18 more people to speak up for him, he showed he got a real issue. No one, that doesn't even sound right to have that many people.
But he like Rob just said, he's a millionaire. If he want to choose to have a different masseuse at every city, that's his prerogative. I mean,
I'm speaking on someone who represent athletes, and I would tell an athlete, if you do that, if you do these things, you are looking at lawsuits, you are looking at defamation, you are looking at giving those millions back, and at the end of the day, don't cry and talking about the lawyer. And the lawyer's not going to get you out. He's going to give you an invoice. It's going to be adjourned, and then Sean Watson is going to pay his lawyer over and over and over. Then he's going to pay a settlement. Because if you're a professional athlete, a quarterback, a high-profile player, you don't go with 39 different women in the United States of America, black or white, to be over there taking your
in 36 months.
And if you do, you're going to end up in this situation. And he's not the first one. So let me clarify this. Deshaun Watson is the only guy that's in this situation right now. He's the only one that's coming out right now to be talked about. We go back to Darius Geis and what he was happening with him in college. This is how all this stuff works. They allow you to screw up. They allow you to understand how you're supposed to operate and conduct yourself as a pro, give you a whole lot of money, and then criticize and critique you when you don't act like a pro. Kevin Durant. Who ever told Kevin Durant about public speaking? Nobody. Because they all basically, yeah, Kevin, say whatever you want. Do whatever you want.
That's they got yes men and yes women around.
And so when even guys make that amount of money, even those guys are going broke. Those guys get robbed every day because they don't know how much money is coming in, how much going out. I spend this way teaching guys about taxes after the fact when they own 7 and 8 zeros. And they don't know what the deduction, they don't know what job taxes is slapped them beside their face. All they know is what they saw on TV is the Ian Rappaport and Rothschild did this, did that. That's not how it works. It's not real. And that's why I come on this show to be with you real guys to say, you know what, this is not how this stuff goes. Deshaun Watson, 24 years old, and you basically feel like you got a $100 million contract that one, you mad because you're not winning. And until you need 39 females to take your clothes off to touch you, you got issues. This ain't about no lawyer, no Texas. It ain't. Because they tell you the truth, women out there, they'll be happy to do it. And it's part of their job. You don't go to a masseuse nowhere and say, hey, how you doing? I'm Deshaun Watson. Take my clothes off. Here I am. And not think you will have some repercussions in this scenario.
Hey,
you can actually say, hey, this is what he did. The owner didn't make Deshaun do that.
He definitely gets suspended.
Nah, he didn't.
Hey Rob, we do this on so many levels in our community. It's black people, black men, black women. We gotta stop. We don't get the benefit of the doubt, y'all.
That's why I teach them. It's not, you don't get a second chance to make a first mistake.
No, so we gotta stop saying like they can't do this now. Cause like I even just to take it back to like the police shootings and stuff. I remember when this stuff first started. It's always been going on, but when it first started being public and social media and all that, I never forget. I had a bunch of black people mad at me because I was like, I remember George Zimmerman. I said he won't do a day in jail. Big Mike ended up getting killed. I said that cop gonna get off his neck. And our argument every time was they can't do that. I'm like, they're doing it. What do you mean they can't do it? So on so many levels, we try to look at things like we on a equal level playing field. Exactly. So we have to move a totally different way. You cannot think you can get 39 massage therapists and somebody not gonna see you with a meal ticket.
That's it. That's they gonna do. This part. That's what Instagram is. That's all it is. I teach kids this in high school, going into college. Like, look, it's the same thing about signing autographs. You got guys that literally in the autograph field that would tell a kid, "Yo, I'm gonna give you $5K. You sign these autographs." This same person that told him that as a kid in the school, these dummies think because he's a kid in the school he can't be trapped. The same people that told him to get the $5K are the ones that sell that memorabilia that's gonna be in the league 5 years from now. But they got the jump, so now they got everything on the cheap. So it's like there's so many different things that go on in this space. The same thing with the female that do, and then they tell me we go.
Hey Rob,
get held up.
So
yeah.
Hey, so my thing is this: I've been kind of arguing this thing, and were you saying 39 different women just the total number? It kind of threw my whole perspective off because I was one that's kind of riding for him, but it is kind of crazy because Deshaun, man, before him being the top 1% in Houston, bro. Not been to Houston. You can find 39 women that do massage for free, bro.
Easy.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He can have any chick he wants. So that's crazy.
Perspective. Because it's more than that. I'm probably more than that. So that's what I'm saying. When 39, so when his lawyer dropped the other 18 to say, oh, not to dispute what the 21 said, but 18 said he did good. What I'm saying is Deshaun might feel like he didn't do nothing wrong. And in his head, he might not because his whole, like I said, college recruiting based off of that. The girl come do whatever she tells you she doing this, doing that. You now are setting these kids up for situations where they don't see rape. Like if people realize, if you inebriated, you go to college, I want your audience to understand this. If a girl is inebriated and you start to sleep with her and she's over 18, regardless of that, she's drunk, it's considered rape. Mm-hmm. She can't even commit on a college campus, say it's consensual. So regardless of the fact, she could have been playing with your ear, whatever. If she cannot pass an alcohol test on a college campus and you sleep with her, and she decides to go and say you raped her, legally, you're going to go to jail for it. So,
yes.
Hey, you either douse her with water, you either, yeah, you want to go broad daylight, whatever, and then, hey, you sure you good now? And have her do a walking test. Because anything less than that, you wrote if you're Deshaun Watson. Because one wake up, oh, now I want you to be my girl. You're my boyfriend now. He's like, nah, I'm not your boyfriend. Oh, I'm not your boyfriend? I'm not your girlfriend? Oh, okay.
Yep.
Daddy. I'm going to go now is whatever. This is what, that's exactly how it go. So, again, to keep skipping off how we get to this point is on us as men, African-American men, for guys that want to go through the next situation when it comes to college, get to that next point, because it's going to happen. $156 million behind your name.
You're
gonna have targets all over, all everywhere.
Hey Rob, can I ask you something? Rob. Hey, go ahead, Rob. My bad, Rob. Go ahead, Rob.
I was gonna say this. As experienced as that lawyer is, I'm shocked that he made this bonehead move because of this, fellas. He would have been better off letting it be the original 18, 19 women accusing him, right? Because people do this. People will see one person make a lawsuit and be like, hey, I can tag on to that, and I can tag on. And a lot of times you can win just because in our day and age, people think accusation, when a lot of people accuse you of something, is automatic guilt. So long as it was that way, cool. You know, he had something to still fight with, right? Because he could have just said, man, there's a bunch of people lying, and they don't have proof, he don't have proof. When that man went and got 18 more people to speak up for him that's been massaging him, it turned everything around.
I got a question. I'm going to interrupt you, Rock, but I want to blow your mind real quick. Listen to this. If Deshaun decided to stay in Houston, would this be an issue?
Again, it doesn't matter. At some point, it's always going to be an issue.
No, because we know we all have friends in the NFL. Everybody knows people in the NFL who get plenty of massages, quote unquote massages, quote unquote being, you know, more going on besides the massage. But the question is, if he decided to never leave Houston, would this came out? And I guarantee you, if he never decided
to leave Houston,
He's not the only guy in the NFL that get massages from different females and other different females.
$156 million
Right, let me finish real quick.
The guy's in perspective. The first part of my question was perspective. People mad that Deshaun Watson get the coverage and the guy from Seattle don't. Mm-hmm. The guy from Seattle is not a star in the league. The guy in Seattle committed guilt. The guy in Seattle is out of the league right now. The guy in Seattle doesn't sell headlines. At the end of the day, it's a business.
Right, but you're missing what I'm saying, though. If he never decided to leave Houston, I guarantee you this would never came out because he's the only one in the NFL.
But Stephon, let me jump in right here.
You're right and wrong on it.
Let me jump in right here. So
I agree with you, Rob.
So if he never leaves Houston and this never comes out, that means Houston is suppressing. A dirty ass dog, and then two, he's still a dirty ass dog.
Yes,
I see where you're coming from. It probably wouldn't be news.
His ass deserved it if he did it.
This platform is saying because it's going up what Rob said. Like if it's 18 women vouching for him and it's 21 saying he wrong. At the end of the day, he's like. Yo, that ain't a good that like the optics, not.
That's my word.
That's my word.
Can I finish?
Yeah, go ahead. Finish.
There's no way he brung massages. He get massages on the facilities grounds, and there's no way that the Houston Texans didn't know that he was getting massages from different girls. So they knew what was going on. So. Yeah. Like I said, they knew about this for years, but when he decided to leave, is when they want to bring it to light. Let me finish. Because we all know we have friends in NFL who gets massages during after the game, before the game, or whatever. They bring their own people in to get massages. This happens all the time in professional sports. So this is not like something that's new. So Houston knew about
it. So I understand where you're coming from. But with Greg Anthony and all those dudes from the NBA, NBA TV, it was outed that they was flashing the makeup artists. Like, I guess my thing is this, Stephon. Like, why does that even matter? Like, if you out here doing what they say.
The bottom line. That got fired. Chris Evans got fired. Marshall Faulk got fired. This is talking about developing athletes. At the end of the day, whether they do or they don't, this is why guys end up broke. This is why they end up in a situation. We can't keep putting what somebody did because everybody else doing it and say it's right. The bottom line, if it never came out.
That's my point, though.
I know what you're saying, Stephon. You're saying that because he demanded this trade, you feel like the Texans put all this information out there, and it's two sides to it.
They should, or
they've been suppressing it the whole time. And even if they've been suppressing it the whole time, it makes Deshaun Watson even more stupid because I'm pretty sure if they've been suppressing it, I'm pretty sure they had a meeting where they were like, "Look, you know what we know now." Man.
I want to say this to your audience to be clear. Deshaun Watson, this whole situation, this is how college football works. This is college football and basketball. Rick Pitino had a goddamn brothel in Louisville in a whole entire hallway. This ain't nothing new. It's called sports trafficking. They give you what you need so you can get in trouble and put their arms around you and say, we're going to take care of you until you step out of line. It doesn't matter. And you know, it ain't no, at the end of the day, he should know not to step out of line. That's the point. I can't basically justify or blame somebody else for what Deshaun Watson decided to knock him. I blame those around. He had a $156 million contract to play quarterback. He now says he don't want to play. You need to develop and grow up and be a professional. 39 women as a top-rated quarterback in the NFL is not like a guy that's off the practice squad. It's things you can, you cannot do. And so the fact of the matter is that he decided to do those things, like I said before. When they mentioned the other 18, I'm like, the bottom line is that, nah, bro. So I'm like, look, you need a massage. First of all, 39, that means they're not doing their job right. Or so either the masseuses in Texas are the worst things ever moving, and they all need to basically get to the next profession. Or Sean Watson is recognized you got $100 million in a future to invest in yourself. And at the end of the day, you basically almost thrown that away for what? And I'm not saying he knows what he's doing is wrong. I'm saying because this is how sports is actually set up in college. I don't know anybody.
Well, the only thing that can save him is if we get some pictures of how these women look. That'll change my narrative.
First of all, anybody play college football in here? I know Ahmad did. Rock, you played. I played. Yeah. Stephon, you played?
Yeah, I played.
Stephon, you played ball, college?
Ball, yeah. Not professional like them.
But you played in college.
College.
No, I didn't play college.
So anybody ain't going to tell us during recruitment process females wasn't involved?
Yes, they were.
Okay, no,
I hear you,
you made my point. If we don't address it, we're gonna have Deshaun Watson again next year, and the next one, and the next one. Because if you don't understand how this is gonna be set up,
exactly.
That was my point with the KD situation. Like, we gotta start. We're older guys. We got to understand who's looking at KD, right? We got young boys looking at these guys coming up. If we don't address this type stuff, because, like, I'm pretty sure I'm probably the youngest one on here.
That's fine, younger than you.
Oh, okay. What I'm saying is, y'all know how it is as grown men. When you get to a certain point in life, certain words and certain actions you do, like we see things that happen. That's the beauty about playing sports. I'm like that with my family, period. Like I don't tell my wife everything because I don't feel like I should have to explain everything. It's too much details. I just know the outcome is gonna be this, so I want to avoid that outcome. And then when we do something and then that outcome happens, I'd be like, see, that's why I didn't want to do it, you know. So that's how we look at stuff in life. With men talking like that and acting like this, like I said, if you got a daughter in that situation, people get killed in these situations. You sit talking about at me, send me your address, all of that. At these type ages, people get killed. So you got young men thinking they can talk like KD. You got young men thinking they can move like Deshaun Watson. It's dangerous.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing. Like, because when you listen to Rob, what he said, basically like, When he's talking about like the totality, everybody that's on this live stream and the topics we're talking about, and then how the mainstream media is talking about it, even though you got Roy Williams, you got him retiring today, which I'll talk about tomorrow because I got a lot of things I want to tie into that. And then you got Supreme, like you got some important things. My thing is when I get to the petty, I feel like I try to make myself different. Is I'll talk about the petty subjects, but I want to tie in teaching points of like with KD, like, yo, you can't do that. You know what I'm saying? And with this situation, Deshaun, if it goes to what Stephon is saying, you don't want to leave, and it probably won't come out. It ain't going to come out. We'll just say it ain't going to come out. But at the same time,
until he's 30.
Hold on, but at the same time, you still can't move like that. Like,
right.
Regardless, 39 different women shouldn't be touching him. Because even if you are very respectful, it don't look good because all it takes is two of them, and they like, well, you got 39 total. Yo, bro, we might need, you know what I'm saying?
Like, guess what? If he did it to one Hawk, they gonna say he did it to all.
Hey, let me, can I say two things real quick?
Go ahead.
All right. Like, when I moved down here to Virginia, like, it took me like 8 or 9 barbers to finally find a barber before I found Will to cut my hair because I like my hair a certain way.
Yeah,
I mean, who says Watson couldn't find a proper girl to
See, let me answer that before you get to your second one, because here's the difference that Rob was trying to tell you. The bracket, the money involved. It don't matter. Like they can, like it's so much money involved, you can't take that chance. You know what I'm saying? That's why LeBron hair look like what it is, because he know goodness well if it do look good. Like I give a prime example. He a prime example. Michael Strahan just fixed his teeth. People don't understand why he fixed his teeth. I'm like, because the man, when he got the money, he gonna fix his teeth now. He in a position to where that trademark gap don't mean nothing no more. You know what I'm saying? It might be a bad analogy. But what I'm saying is, you comparing your barber, your Stephon, that's fine. I know you're going with that. But like Kobe, the shorty wanted you to put it in the dookie shooter. You still can't do that. You feel what I'm saying? God rest his soul, but you got consent, but you still lost in civil because it was so much money, like so much money is involved. And that's what Rob is saying. Like,
you're trying to be. You want to be a multimillionaire. You want to be professional. You want to be someone that actually has money and responsibility and clout. You got to operate a certain way.
Yeah,
that's why I say that whole thing about where you come from. And that doesn't hold weight to me. So I come to the art and
y'all know this man's story, bro. What he came.
I was shot in the head. I still have two bullets in my leg right now. But yeah. You wouldn't know, because I would speak on that like it's something to brag about or basically whatever. I was homeless in college, but I managed millionaires, meaning like more than one. Meaning I don't get paid to make mistakes. So the thing is, like, it isn't, I don't go there and say, you know what, I'm from the streets like you are. So that's why
No,
it's about how I can prevent, minimize your risk, maximize your potential. Develop you, and by allowing you to do certain things a certain way, knowing how this is going to end based on how it's been shown throughout. Michael Vick was vilified this whole entire life with the dogs. You think about putting your 39 women and we get the Ray Rice Me Too movement is wise, is absolutely not. And so, at the end of the day, for him to be young, I'm saying again, he may think in his head he's not doing anything wrong, but I don't per se, it's the people that's around him, but that's what college sports is. They allow you to screw up. They'll give you the money to do it. Then they're going to extort you and say, do as I say when I say. And if you don't, there is, talking about when it came out, there is that situation didn't come out either until you went and did it again. Not even chasing LSU.
Hey, can I?
Let me just say this about, y'all. The one thing I just took from that is minimize the risk. Minimize the risk. Go ahead, Rob.
Because I forgot I had a 7 o'clock meeting with my team. But I'm gonna say this to you, Steve. You said you ain't played ball in college.
Stephon.
I'm sorry. I keep thinking. I see Stephen A. when I look at your name, even though it's Stephon. When it comes to going to a new team, Hawk can speak to this. When you go to a team in the professional ranks, when you get to a new city, you don't know anybody for real like that. All you have is your teammates. Like, I never forget when we all first got to Grand Rapids. It was my rookie year, even though Hawk been in the league, he had never played for the team. But the guys that been on that team for years, Chris and all them boys, and Chuck, we went to them and said, hey, who the massage therapist? Who the grocery stores you go to? They're the guys you lean on for who you can trust in these fields, because they already been there with these people. Oh, this person's straight. You ain't got to worry about nothing. This barber's straight. This massage therapist straight. You don't just go out there on your own winging it looking for no massage therapist. That look bad from the beginning on him.
The reason I made that I keep going the point about the team is because I had an experience, not me. I knew I was dating a female who used to service the Sixers and the Eagles players back in the early 2000s. And they had a rep from their team who would come get her for the team superstars. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The team knows about everything until
we're not disputing that, bro. Yeah, you're right.
That's the point. They do that on purpose so you don't step out of line. So again, but it's gonna go back to Deshaun Watson saying that it makes it right. It doesn't they grown men? So you can have some, I can turn around and say, I want to go ahead and sell this and do that. Just because someone says, you know what? Yeah, let Robert do it because he's good at doing this. I should be doing it. When you start to get to a certain point in life where you have to be like basically herded or trafficked one way or another, and you're talking about somebody bringing somebody to you, that just, that's why 80% of players were broke in the first place.
It's basically the system. These guys are 20, 21 years old, 23 years old, 24 years old, coming in, and these I want to say something else, but I'm going to say entrapment. Yeah, basically, yeah, exactly. They know what they're doing, and it's the system that got them where they are right now. And it was basically a trap. They're not mature enough. Somebody give you, you're a 21, say, so Rob, go back to when you're 21, 22. Somebody gave you $160 million or whatever the contract was at 21, 22, or 23, whatever you signed. You're not going to make a mistake?
No, that's the point. I copyrighted the word. It's called sports trafficking. And I teach it. And I know
But you didn't know, but you didn't have that knowledge at 21, 22 years old, though, right?
So hold on, before Rob jump in, you're speaking to why Rob is so adamant about his company, because what you saying is what he's his mission is to protect the young athletes.
I understand your point of view. What I'm saying is, but you got to look from Deshaun's point of view. He's 20, whatever how old, young he is. He didn't have nobody in his corner like you.
No. But that's Stephon. Like you're like an infomercial for him right now, because that's what he's trying to say.
And I'm absolutely right.
And then he's saying, and that's why I'm here.
That's why I'm here. Exactly. They let you rent your money. You get a lawyer, and a lawyer is never going to stop you from getting in trouble, because the lawyers are basically going to be able to get the retainer every time you screw up. I'm in this situation to make sure the lawyer don't have to be used at all. And it goes on and on, and there's so many different service providers. Because, again, these kids don't know where they're going. They don't know who they're going with. They get trafficked when they're kids. And at the end of the day, everybody come tell you what you want to hear. Now we need to know. So when you talk about 39 different women, Deshaun Watson never introduced himself to a masseuse by himself. I know that.
So who do you think is at fault right now?
No, he's at fault at the end of the day when his actions are.
I don't think he's at fault.
Because he's the one.
The system is at fault. It's the fault. They knew they had knowledge from the beginning, from day one. If they wanted to stop this, they could have cut it off from day one.
How many times, though, bro? Like, that's 39.
It's 2021. There's enough history of guys being broke, guys getting in trouble, guys being audited, guys being through tax evasion, guys being charged with rape. Every single one of them. And again, the onus is on the person that's trying. You want to be a pro athlete. Know what that means. It don't mean to shoot the jump shot in the crossover. And at the end of the day, these why the guys go broke, they're not prepared to take the money they got and make it count.
You don't hold Deshaun accountable at all.
Listen, you remember Martavis Bryant,
Josh Gordon. I hold him accountable to a certain extent. When he came, he didn't come in the league.
Sharper did what he did, and that motherfucker was a monster. You know what I'm saying? It is. I mean, that probably was a reach. It might have been a reach, but
it ain't the only one. But you gotta realize, Martavis Bryant, Josh Gordon, this few years back before weed was legalized, the NFL knew these dudes, and the coaches were letting them get high going through college. They will fail 3 to 4 drug tests. They wouldn't tell anybody, including their parents. Then they put the arm around and say, you're going to be all right. Then they turn around and draft you low because of that. Then you go around and you get to the league. You got to fail 3 drug tests in the league before you see it. It's not by accident that 95% of those guys that got kicked out or suspended were right during that contract year. Yes, everybody knows what these guys are doing.
Hey, Rob, do you understand where I'm coming from, though? While I say it's the system fault, it's the people.
Again, the system is only
they only allow you to do what they want you to do.
Now, see, again, bro, let me say this. Now, I wasn't in a ball show. I created something that's never been done in history of sports.
There you go.
First of all, I'm an advocate and a representative.
Oh, you're breaking up some, bro.
For the for the name, image, and likeness. I'm the only one that's ever did it already. I didn't get permission from the NCAA or the Congress to write a bill. I'm the first person that got a player to ever go into this league as his own sports agency. I didn't ask the NFL for permission or NFLPA, could I do it? I know the rules of engagement. But in order to educate, develop that young man so he didn't end up like what's going on right now. Because those same things, and by the way, that man is the highest rated recruit in the history of the East Coast in Florida. Ain't nobody is a higher recruit than him. So everything that Deshaun's going through, I've already experienced witnessing with a bunch of different guys. But explaining to him, you got a choice to make. You can go down this path or this path. You're going to be responsible for the decision that you make. And when you make the decision, understand. So now instead of paying this agent for 4 years for something that happened in 1 year, he's not. Like 99,000 everybody else is doing. Why? Because he didn't do nothing past the first year. Who taught him that? Me. So the system is what you make it. You got to understand the rules of what they're trying to do and what they're trying to set you up.
Not when it comes to the NFL, though. It's a whole different kind of system when it comes to the NFL, though. Man.
I just created something that's never been done in history, the NFL history. In the history of the NFL. I have a player that's his own agency, came in at 23. He has clients right now that's actually representing that's older than him. He's getting residual income in the NFL. There's nobody else has done that. So it means he's making money from his contract. He's making money from other guys' contract. I'm making sure they don't get in trouble off the field in that same exact system. The NFL didn't say they wanted that system to be this way, but they don't have guaranteed contracts either. I know that. I know when Deshaun Watson and Dwayne Haskins violated the actual COVID protocol that he foreclosed his actual guarantees. I explained that to a couple guys as well. What I'm saying is that business is business at the end of the day, and this is a short-lived career. And when you get that money in your pocket, if you want to keep it, there's a certain amount of ways you got to go about doing it. And I mentioned why I'm saying all this. It's not what I intended to do. But when you talk about the age about a kid coming in, like I said, highest rated recruit ever in the East Coast history. It's only one of five perfect recruits. When I went to get him as an actual client, I only did it because somebody told me I couldn't. But how I ended up getting him, I told him how it was going to happen, when it's going to happen, and why it's going to happen. And this is how it works if you do it this way. So therefore, now he, and after this year, not he's not a Deshaun Watson. Matter of fact, it's funny because Deshaun Watson was drafted number 12 too. So was he. So today, he was in the first round with an agent that nobody even heard of before, who only had free agents. You know, that NFL system that you say do it a certain way. That's never happened before either. And so I did it all by saying is that when you know the business that you're headed in and what they expect of you, what you got to do to maintain, then you create your own system. And so when you say to Deshaun Watson, I'm going to sign and take $156 million as a quarterback, then be a professional and take the $156 million. Because then when you don't and you start rocking about in this business, then yeah, you're going to get what you're going to get. But see, the difference between him and this guy I'm talking about right now, they didn't want us to do what we're doing right now. Matter of fact, Hawk, you see that Trevor Lawrence is not going to the draft, right?
Yep.
I've been saying this for years.
I've been saying that for years.
They only want you to come to the draft so they can make money off of you. Mm-hmm. If you don't show up to the draft, then they can't make all the money off the city. So Trevor Lawrence says he's not going. I did that too way back a few weeks. So what I'm saying is that I'm not speaking on something that I believe. Again, I had a situation where the whole entire league was mad at me because I showed kids and told them, like, you know what? You don't have to do it this way. Who told you I do it this way? Well, everybody else do. Well, that got to do with anything. If the bottom line is that this is your money, you get it. It's a short-lived situation. And if you go out there and you put your hands on a certain female, if you do certain things a certain way, you end up a certain way, you won't lose it. Your guarantees are going to basically be washed away. And so if a guy can't accept that, if you're talking about trying to be a pro athlete, then do something different. $156 million to play a game is a huge responsibility. You can't be sitting there as a grown man saying it's okay to have 39 different women as a quarterback of a franchise of the city, whether it's wrong or right. You can't do it. That's why I mentioned if you guys had daughters, because if your daughter was in that profession, you will have a different perspective on that. Like my daughter's one of 39 that he may have tried to. You don't want to take the risk on that. He may not be who he says he is. And at the same time, from the Deshaun Watson standpoint, it's like, why? Like, even if they set you up for it, like, you got to understand as a grown man, as a black man, like, you don't get a second chance to make a first mistake. And this is what the lesson is again. It's like, if you want to sit up there and say you want to be a franchise leader and win championships, then act like it.
We got a question from the stream that said, so, Hawk, does Rob agree that the Texans knew about Deshaun? Oh, shut up, Ted. You just want to give yourself
a second. Everybody knows how this goes. It starts in high school, man. It starts in high school. It starts in high school. It starts in college. I got recruited. I'm going to tell you all this right here. I didn't sign with UMass because the education. Females got a hold of me. I never drank before, and all she wrote, I was signing, and I didn't know what to do next. But at the same time, whenever I did that, and if it was wrong, they won't pat me on the back and say, don't worry about it, Rob. Until I do something different than they want me to do. Then it's going to get leaked to guys like Ian Rappaport and Adam Schefter.
Yeah.
Then you're going to be paying that lawyer that's basically everybody. The same lawyer that all the same guys use over and over and over again. I want them to say Rusty Hardy. That is the system. But you got to be smart enough to know how it's. I'm throwing it out there because the bottom line, I ain't no dummy. I know how it goes. Now, if you want to sit there and be oblivious to that as an athlete and say, you know what, I don't care, it can't happen to me, you're seriously mistaken. Why is T.O. still running around at 47 years old? Now he's trying to sell wine. Everything that he didn't know or understood back when because somebody told him he didn't want to pay attention. If you operate like everybody else, you want to go to the same strip club, you want to go to the same jewelers, you want to go to the same car dealerships, you want to go to the same thing you get to the city, you're going to be broke. That's the system. They just do the same thing to you time and time out. If you really, and again, I don't care about nothing about no ages as a mom, no. Yep. You really want to figure out why guys are getting caught up. Look at who Deshaun Watson surrounds himself with. I'm talking about from 80s back then. And see how many guys in that same circle end up in situations like this. And then you say it's the system or it's the people that are around you that feed you to the system that you trust. Because at the end of the day, they collected a nice big chunk of money from Deshaun Watson. But I mentioned somebody the other day, like it's a thing called a disgrace policy. I can represent you and then get an actual insurance policy if you act stupid. And then the money you owe me, once you screw up, I get that paid out. But they're not going to tell you that because you're the one paying for Deshaun Watson. They'd rather get the disgrace policy instead of say, hey, bro, 39 women, nah, you shouldn't be doing that. Mm. And if you're 24 years old, 30 years old, you're prone or too hostile to take hear some advice from a man or some people that say, you know what, we should help you out. Because you can't basically go to a school and find the right one, then you got an issue. This is not gonna matter. This is only the beginning. You're gonna lose it all. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that I agree 1,000%. The teams always know. That's what I'm trying to tell players. Ain't nothing they doing that they don't know. And yet y'all still do it thinking they don't know. That's the point. Why do you think that the games about the players now not guaranteed contracts? They knew all these players wanted to get high. It was giving the weed. Then we're gonna put this in the locker room and let them get high and take their money back from them again.
Yeah.
But again, if you do it, you can't blame the system if you know. And that's the whole point. And if you know and you don't do better, then you ain't got nobody to blame but yourself. So again, you should know better. And if you don't know better, he needs to learn quickly. And for his lawyer, from a representation standpoint, saying 18 other people, that was a bad business decision. I wouldn't even put that out there like that. That reeks of desperation. I need to find somebody who can side with me versus saying, no, we didn't do any of that. 18 more people? Come on, Mom.
Darren, you said 39 massage therapists ain't enough tightness on the plant.
No.
39. Hey, yo, man. But look, man, we ended it well. I'm glad Rob joined the show because when he made the statement, I was going to do it live. And Brandon, shout out to Brandon, BJ Sports. Rob said 39. He just said 39. I ain't know what that number meant to get on the show. And he said, if you add up the accusers and now the ones defending, that's 39 different women. And I didn't look at it from that perspective. Stephon made a great point. And I think a lot of folks that Houston knew about this. And to me, that's that's when you look at Houston as an organization from the NFL. It's like, yo, you culpable as well. Like, if you knew when you was allowing this, like, what are we doing with you as well?
Like, you mean like Daniel Snyder?
There you go.
See, again, it's business. This ain't a Deshaun Houston. This ain't a Houston thing. This thing going in places forever.
Just like that Aaron Hernandez thing, with all the misses he had before leading up to that, the Patriots knew about it.
Yeah, that's why it starts in college. So again, we about to get him another job, right? Urban Meyer, we try to bring back Chris Doyle, who was doing racism and bullying for 20 years. So that's the point. That's why I say what I say about these people, because they can't hide nothing from me. I don't sugarcoat it. I know they've been lineage for years, how they operate.
And that's why I say it's the system fault.
No, but again, no, because again, we keep going play for the same dudes. You about to get Urban Meyer to coach Trevor Lawrence, but yet the five quarterbacks he had before, what's his name? Cardale Jones, J.T. Barrett, Dwayne Haskins, and the other dudes, and then Burrow had left. But you about to give him a job and say coach the number one overall pick. And at the end of the day, you go play for him, you're gonna find out what it is. And that's what, and again, it's already been tried and true. So it's like, yeah, it may be a system, but one thing I want to say before I go about this system, Stephon, is that we run this system. I talked about players' empowerment, but it goes back to the knowledge and the business of the game. If you don't know how this game is supposed to play out, you're going to get got. But at the end of the day, without us, it don't happen. So Deshaun Watson had a beautiful, still has a beautiful opportunity to be that. And again, if you don't want to control and capture that, you can't point to somebody and say, well, you know what, they're going. I'm like, yeah, of course. You got to be $6 million now. Worry about your family. Be smart about your situations. Learn financial investment. Learn how to get your right team in the right circle. You can't, if you got $160 million, ain't no more excuses. That's you want to man up and learn and grow up. And if not, then go back to where you came from and then tell other stories about your high school football days. Outside of that, somebody else can use that money. And that's what we're trying to do, make sure these guys keep it, and grow.
There you go, man. That's Robert T. Green wrapping it up. I mean, this is almost like a damn – like Rob ain't playing this, but Stephon's like, y'all – it's like y'all set this up because you echo – like your stance echoing the need for dudes like Rob. You
know what I'm saying? Yeah, I didn't, what you're saying is not wrong
because that is like the system is entrapment, and then what Rob is saying is like, and that's why I'm here.
I was missing what he was trying to say and whatnot at first until Rock said so. I said, oh, he's actually preaching about what he's actually doing.
Let me set one thing straight. Rob ain't never plugging. I'm a supporter. So I my platform is his platform. Like anytime he wanna jump on, I'm like, yo, go. You know what I'm saying? So he ain't gotta plug his business with me because I'm always gonna make sure his business is known because he takes care of the players to where he empowers them. So yeah, I know what you're saying, Stephon, in a joking way, but I wanna make sure.
Yeah, I know. I got it. That's why I just shut up and listen. It was time for me to listen and learn.
You know what I'm saying? Like he sends me stuff daily, and I always try to share anytime he comes on the platform because it's a reason why a lot of folks.
Let me share this real quick. Let me share that file real quick.
There you go.
So you can see this. Hold on.
Let me full screen that.
Yeah, definitely.
Let me get this off.
Can't be marketing without branding. Like
exactly.
I said, about how all this stuff goes and how it works. Again, you got to be able to maintain and conduct yourself a certain way, and basically, some people want to get behind you. Now, the reason why I showed it is now he's not a quarterback, you're not gonna recognize his face like that. But at the same time, by conducting yourself a certain way, you put yourself in line yourself with a certain amount of people that even though you're that young, you do it the right way, it's gonna pay out big dividends down the road. But you got
Rob, you in Virginia,
huh?
You in Virginia,
yeah,
he everywhere, man.
Y'all in Virginia, though, yeah, I'm in Virginia.
You live in Virginia?
Mm-hmm.
Where at?
Stafford.
Oh, you right around the corner from me. I'm in Manassas. We got busted up sometimes. We got chopped up. We definitely got.
But like I said, it was more so about saying, and we just trying to develop these guys, saying like, look, you know, it's not fair. But the bottom line, when you be a multimillionaire, you can't learn how to do that overnight. You can't go through 4 years of college not know taxes, though. You can't understand the job not know the job tax. You can't know how people are going to try to charge you percentage for something that you don't get. It's like saying for me, you go work for me for 6 months for free, and then I tell you you're going to get paid for it. You go, the hell no. Nah. Well, then when the agent's supposed to work for you, hey, you know what? I'm going to charge you this amount of money, and you're going to find out what you're going to get 6 months from now when you find out where you're going to live at. You don't know if it's San Francisco. You don't know if it's Texas. Yeah, you're paying a guy because everybody else do it. You talk about the system. Why is that the case? It's right there in front of you. The CBA has been there 10 years before you get to the league. You can read it yourself. So, and you stop depending on everybody else to basically say they're going to get you to the next point, then you're going to end up broke if you do. Because they're here to use you, not to support you and develop you. So, like I said, man, we're going to keep grinding and keep pushing. And Hawk, I always appreciate you, man. But I had to get that part off to your boy, Brandon. Because I told him, I said, perspective in 39. That was it. Like,
thank you. No, we definitely appreciate you joining, man. That's my man, Robert E. Green, post-game. The players rep, my man Stephon. Stephon, man, you don't never shout your business out either, man. What's going on?
Man, I do that maybe once or twice a month. I'm like a full-time poker professional, man. That's why I don't wanna you see what I do. Yeah, all the time. You
get busy at the table. So salute to Stephon, man. I always wish him well because that poker shit is dangerous to me, but my man gets busy. And
I just want to plug one thing. I will be on ESPN this coming June or July if they do the World Series of Poker live event coming back. If they bring it back, I will be in there, so y'all can look out for me on there.
That, man, make sure y'all look at Stephon A. Waters Jr. If they open it back up, ESPN, but I mean, he'll be on before then, so we'll make sure we keep plugging that. So appreciate you, dog.
Yes, sir.
My guy right there, Stephon. And we're going to close the show with a solo. Look, man, a lot of great topics over 2 hours. Appreciate everybody for joining. So many analysts joined today. Appreciate their feedback. At the end of the day on this show, man, we might talk about petty topics, but we always want to provide teachable points when we wrap it up. Pause. But with the Russell Westbrook situation, we just want to sometimes, analysts need to just have better timing. Like, if somebody's being celebrated, celebrate them. And if you want to pick apart their legacy, do it at a different time. Just have that respect and that common courtesy. When it comes to the quarterback situation, just analyze them right. Don't allow skin color or quarterbacks before the cloud what you see when you scouting them. Like, give a legit analytical stance and really allow the audience to trust what you're saying versus slanting them in a certain direction to appease your pockets. With the KD situation with Rappaport, understand who you are, understand the platform that you have, and don't let somebody's words control your legacy. And KD gets caught up in that. Rappaport's going to do what he do. He has his lane. That doesn't make it an excuse, but understand who you're dealing with. And don't cross the line and talk about somebody's wife and kids. They ain't do nothing to you. Keep that on your target. If you got an issue with Michael Rappaport, keep it at Michael. Don't bring in his kids and his wife. I think he just brought in his wife. Wife ain't do nothing to you. And then lastly, Deshaun Watson. Whether you did or didn't do it, 39 women, that's a lot of women trying to remove soreness from your body. Don't put yourself in those situations. You know, you got to make yourself less at risk. Because it's a dirty game out here. And the system's not for you. By the way, yeah, the system ain't for anybody that got money, but you don't got the complexion for the protection, as Robert Kraft showed you. So be smart, man. Understand what you're getting into. And as Rock said, make sure you tap in with the OGs to see who is legit and who you can document to make sure everything was copacetic. But to have 39 different massage women, it's not a good look. It's just not a good look. And we know today is all about optics. All it takes is one of the 39. And with your tax bracket, your pockets get hit. You may not have to settle straight cash, homie, right now, but you never know, sponsorships or something that probably could have been on board that's pulling back now. So that's the Ball Hawk Show podcast, man. Shout out to y'all. Y'all say I got the Icon Sports Consultant. Shout out to my man, Will. Icon Sports 360, man. They represent me as family. It's my guy. So salute, man. It's the Ball Hawk Show. We out of here. Peace.